no, this is sad because I knew him. I sat down with him for an hour for a live radio interview, and he was a very interesting guy.
Legendary producer Quincy Jones, a giant in the entertainment industry, has died.
He leaves behind a legacy highlighted by work with some of the biggest stars in American history.
Jones was born and raised on the south side of Chicago, and he ascended to become one of the first black executives to succeed in show business. He arranged jazz records for the likes of Frank Sinatra and produced, of course, the hit Michael Jackson albums Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. He also discovered Will Smith while producing The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He won 28 Grammys, an Emmy, and an Honorary Academy Award.
I feel like the most blessed person on the planet to have come along the path that I came in musically from 13 years old, you know, starting with Ray Charles at 14, he was 16, and going to Clark Terry and Basie and Vinnie Carter, everybody from Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, all the way to 50 Cent.
Wow. Quincy Jones died last night at home in Bel Air, surrounded by family. He was 91 years old.
I always thought Thriller was one of the greatest produced albums in the history of music.
It's fantastic. But he produced Lena Horne. I mean,
he's old.
He orchestrated it. I mean, but still, just the body of work he orchestrated.
Yeah, he was talented.
For Sinatra. So I had a live interview with him the early 90s on Hitline USA, Coast to Coast. And I was like,
you have a copy of it? You can play it.
I wish I had a copy of it.
Oh, you didn't keep it?
And the producer, Dana Miller, he died years ago. And so
they're dropping dead.
If anyone knows. And the he was the executive producer. The producer, his name was Dean. I forget his last name. He went to jail for some real estate scam, some real estate fraud. So I have a feeling that Endless Summer Entertainment archives no longer exist. But I do remember this interview.
Has it in their basement.
I hope so. It was set up in a studio, like a recording studio, and it was dimly lit. There was a table in the middle, two chairs, two mics, and I'm there. I'm like it's Quincy Jones. Like, what am I going to ask this guy? This is quite the talent. He comes in with a bottle of Latour, and he slaps it down. And says, "Let's have a great hour," and we drink the bottle of Latour.
Vintage.
I don't remember. But Quincy was a real.
What year was